Jefferson County has a new balanced budget. The commission passed a nearly $160 million general fund budget yesterday, but not without questions concerning Cooper Green Mercy Hospital, which provides care for indigent patients. Joining us to pick apart the numbers and the consequences is Birmingham News columnist John Archibald. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Tanya.
So, John, before we get to the hospital, let's talk more generally about the budget. Unlike the federal government, cities, counties, states, they've got to pass a balanced budget. And I'm sure there are some folks who are wondering, how can a county like Jefferson that's in bankruptcy pass a balanced budget? How did that work this time?
Well, there were, of course, a lot of cuts, and by agreeing to this budget, they did, again, vote to default on some of their debt, which has often been overlooked. But mainly, it's just cut down to, you hear it all the time, to the bone.
So they defaulted again on the debt, and you say that's overlooked. Is that because it's become such a normal thing, or is it because people really don't understand what that means?
Well, yeah, I think that is a big part of it, and also because they are in bankruptcy court, and everything they do goes through the bankruptcy court process. So it's not one of those things that means a whole lot at this point. It's just there, again, and it's not a pleasant thing.
Okay, so you talked about cuts. The budget, $160 million, tossed in some pass-through money from the state for infrastructure, roads, things like that. You got a total of $205 million. That's still $30 million less than what it was 2 years ago. What kinds of cuts did the county have to make this go round?
Let's also remember that a year before that, the budget was $310 million, so they cut $105 million
right out
of it in that time. And cuts have been, so broad across the board in almost every department. Of course, this time coming around, they cut some more out of the Bessemer cutoff, prosecutor's office. They saved a couple million dollars a year by renegotiating the lease on the Bessemer cutoff courthouse. And, of course, among many, many other things, there's Cooper Green.
So Cooper Green. Critics say Cooper Green is a financial drain on the county. It's got a projected budget shortfall or revenue shortfall of $16 million this next year. Supporters, of course, say that it's a vital health care provider for the poor people of Birmingham, and they've been really fighting to keep it. Daily headlines going on with this, John. It's going to close. No, it's not. Part of it's going to close. Maybe it won't. Where do we stand right now?
Well, we're going to close as a hospital, and they've adopted what they refer to as the hub-and-spoke model, which was developed by Max Michael, the dean of public health at
What UV. Does that mean?
Essentially, what that means is that it will serve as an outpatient clinic, and people can come in and be routed to various different hospitals according to their need and availability. And there's, of course, debate about how well that will work, but that's the way we'll go.
The folks that have been protesting that move, what do they see as issues there?
Well, primarily they believe that if you show up at a hospital or that if you don't have insurance or you don't have a means to pay, that if you go to Cooper Green, you will at least be treated like everyone else. But when you're routed to other hospitals, they worry that you won't be able to get the MRI that you need, that you won't be able to get whatever test that you need, and the quality of care you receive will be based on your ability to pay, and as such, indigent patients will suffer.
Would they be routed to those other hospitals as emergency patients and therefore not able to be denied care?
I'm a little bit unclear on that. I think they'd be treated, there's a lot of differences in language of what you can call an emergency room and what you can do at an outpatient clinic and those sorts of things. And some of those things have to be worked out at Cooper Green to determine what kind of level of care you can get there. But certainly now, if you show up at Cooper Green and you have a condition that they can't handle, they will route you to UAB now. So some of those things really already exist.
And I'm wondering if there's any evidence that when folks are routed out of Cooper Green to UAB or other hospitals right now that they're being denied care.
Certainly in emergency care, no. I think anywhere, from what I have seen and understood, anywhere, you get the proper emergency care that you need. The question comes, again, as it will in the future, what happens down the road? Will you get that extra test? Will you get that extra above the initial mandatory amount of care what will you get?
So commissioners also voted 3-1 to hire a consultant out of Florida to help them with the downsizing and the reorganization of Cooper Green. They're going to spend up to $208,000 on that consulting fee. What do you make of that?
Well, it does not sound good to anybody in this position. The commission's argument is that it's not telling us what to do. It's telling us how to do it more effectively. And I can almost buy that. I can buy that, particularly in this particular situation. And let's face it, to this commission, $200,000, a possible $200,000 over that period of time is certainly not the biggest problem.
Now, County Commissioner, we have just a second here. George Bowman's been the holdout. He said, how can you do revenue projections if you don't even know what the hospital is going to look like this next year? Does he have a valid point?
Yeah, sure. I think he does. But the question is, how does Jefferson County do revenue projections? How has it done it in the past? I mean, it's going to be a little bit of a guess, but, you know, it's the best they got.
Okay. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
John Archibald is a columnist with the Birmingham News. His column appears on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And John appears here on WBHM's Morning Edition each Thursday.